Aubrey, and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And this is better than Cochrane.
And oh my God.
Welcome to the show. Poor Cochrane.
We had some great Sandra one-liners, as always, tonight. I love it. She's like, she was like, well, I'm better. This is better than Cochrane. And then at the end, when she was like, dang, they played her ass.
My original one before that was, are you sleeping while I'm keeping you alive?
Yeah.
But I just like the Cochrane one better, so I just had to go with it.
Yeah, the Cochrane one was great. And then Rob's random line. What did he say? It was like, I've always wondered about chiropractors.
Like, yeah, is that real or not?
Like, what?
There must have been something there in the conversation that they edited. That, so just
but it was just
sequence.
Such a funny delivery that it was hysterical.
I've
like out of context.
Harvard parties. Yeah.
I know.
Wait, why did he talk about Harvard parties? I don't.
Because he said that he went to BU, Boston University.
Yeah, I understand,
she went,
but
she went to Harvard.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Kelly went to Harvard.
Kelly went to Harvard?
I think she did.
I didn't know that.
Part of the game, Jay, is you need to pay attention.
Kelly mentioned she went to Harvard? I didn't hear her say she went to Harvard. Oh, wow. It's like, that's so humble of her to not even mention that she went to Harvard.
I think we've talked about it before that she went to Harvard because you made that thing. Anyone who went to Harvard always mentions that you went to Harvard.
They do. I think I've said that. Anybody that goes to Harvard always mentions.
I said it as well.
Yeah.
That was the joke. All right, Leno. we had another episode of Survivor. It was a normal length episode, so that's always enjoyable. Less commercials. I mean, I hear people generally prefer it to be shorter than longer.
Especially on a weeknight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, nobody has time for extra long.
You got podcasts to fit in and
exactly.
Lunches to make.
Much better if it's quicker. Anyway, before we get into that.
It's better for everyone.
It's better for everyone. We're going to thank people that make this show possible, our patrons. You can become a patron today by going to jayandjack.com and clicking on the Become a Patron link. These shows are all made possible by our patrons'
Woo!
Contributions. All right, Colleen, take away this recap.
All right, so we had the second episode of season 39 of Survivor, Island of the Idols, titled YOLO, Let's Play, which I thought was kind of awesome. It was a whole lot better than the variation of, you know, I'm going to win $1 million that you get every other time.
Or, you know what? I think we're in first gear. It's a slow burn.
Oh, my God. All the gears. Jay was like, what are they even riding?
Yeah, it's like, is it a 4-speed transmission? Or is this like one of those new 8-speeds? Like, I need to know what our scale is here.
A 10-speed bike.
I think I got the impression by the end that it was a 10-speed bike. I swear to God. Anyway, we start
while,
out.
It's been a while since I've rode a 10-speed bike. I don't know if I can still do it. Anyway.
It's been a while since I've ridden a bike, too, actually.
I did not recently, but like maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and it kicked my butt because I was like,
I remember that.
Right? And I was like, I'm going to ride a bike and exercise. And then I did it, and I was like, oh, my God.
Cut to 10 years later, Jay is like, I'm going to use the scooter.
See, scooters are more my speed.
There's nothing worse with a 10-speed bike when you're, okay, I'm going downhill, got to slow it down. And then you go uphill, and then you hit the wrong thing, you go, and you lose all your momentum. That always sucked. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Moving on.
First
gear. It's all right. Second gear.
We kick off the episode with Lyro. We got confirmation, right? It's Lyro.
I thought it was Lyro.
Lyro? Crap.
How much champagne have you had tonight, Colleen?
No champagne has been imbibed during this episode of Survivor.
For those who know the reference, we had champagne toast last week.
With our friends that were here. But both Jay and Elena opted to they didn't want the champagne. Like, so I, over the course of the hour and a half, ended up drinking my champagne in both of their glasses. So anyway, that was fun.
They forced you to do it.
Well, I didn't want it to go to waste because Dennis and Mary Ellen had went out to like through the trouble to go to a store and buy it, and they're not from here, so I didn't want it to go to waste. And yeah, it was a screw
top.
Okay,
you're making this
still.
Story, but you're like, his name?
I learned from... Lucille Bluth told me that vodka can go bad. I think champagne can also go bad. There's bubbles. It's a thing.
You're like, what's his name from Caddyshack, which is going around just keeps drinking the wounded soldiers. Anyway. Yeah, Spalding, just going around. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, Colleen.
Anyway, so Lyra Night 3, Aaron was a little bit mad about the vote out, but Missy's okay with it because girl power, what?
Aaron was going overboard, though.
He was, but it was interesting that she was able to kind of calm him down, right? Like, I don't
know.
Really? I thought that he toned it down by the end. No?
I don't know. He still was complaining as they were walking away because she gave a look to the camera like, I don't know what to do.
Please get me out of here with this dude.
All they had to say was, yeah, to the future guys, let me know. I'm a team player.
Yep.
I'll vote with what the team wants to do. I can't trust you, and I'm never going to trust you people. And no, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, don't vote for me, or whatever. Yeah. He said something stupid. I don't know.
But yeah, basically, then it reinforces where you're at, which is on the outs.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. We go to the next day, Vokai, and we have this whole sequence between Nora and Molly. Nora's complaining because she stayed up all night to keep the fire alive. You could tell she was definitely... At first, I was like, maybe she's just tired, and people get cranky when they're tired. But she was, not holding it together well. She was upset. Everybody else finds her grating. I think it was Molly was like, in Survivor, you need to bite your tongue, and Nora doesn't do that. We had the sequences with
it. She wants to stand out.
Smoking, talking smack about each other. Finally, Nora gets a pep talk from Jason, who, I guess, unlike Aaron, Nora actually kind of listens, where she's like, okay, you're right. I'll play it cool. I'll be chill.
Nora's favorite movie, Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh my God, you would think that the theme of the season was Revenge of the Nerds, the way that they kept going on and hammering that home. Yeah. She identifies Molly, Jamal, and Jack as the king, the queen, and the jack. So that
Molly kind of reminds me of the girl that played the in 3 Men and a Baby. The girl with the baby.
I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
Yeah, it's a good reference there, but maybe 20 years too late.
She's in the TV show with, what's his name? It got canceled, brought back.
Sure.
Tim Allen's TV show.
Tim Allen's TV show?
What the hell is that called? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's a Survivor. Stay on target.
Yeah, stay on topic here. Here we go. Molly and Jamal think that Nora's troublemaker. We go over to Lyra, Night 4. They're... Laro? Is it Laro? Now you guys got me all confused.
Oh my
Jay's
God.
Like really psyching me out now.
I never said anything.
It's Jay. I had it like before when we turned off the TV. I was like, it's Laro. I'm glad I got it this week.
There you go. Just go with that.
Laro. Now I don't know. No, it's Laro.
Because okay. I think it's Laro. Go with Laro.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I know it's not Laro.
Hey, then go with Laro.
All right.
Follow your heart.
It's Lamo.
Anyway, they are having trouble making a fire. Chelsea finally gets it lit. And then the old dude is like, you just ruined my male ego for the rest of my life.
Well, he is.
Is that the touchy-feely guy?
No, that's Dan.
Dan, yeah. Who, again, Dan. When Kelly came back from the idols, gave her a hug and a kiss on the head.
Yeah.
Jeez.
He was all over. I'm like going, did we not learn anything last week, Dan?
Apparently we did not.
He was really excited about the spices. So that's all I gotta say.
Oh, that's right. The cumin.
Oh, boy.
I do like cumin, though. It's good. It's good stuff.
It's funny how you... It stood out. I go, dude, man. I mean, I know she's upset. You know, anyway, go ahead.
I know. But no, Jay did say something as well. I was like, why? Why? Vokai, day 5, they're doing beach yoga with Nora. And Jack really wants to have an adventure. Really good time. the boat pulls up and says Kelly has to go to Island of the Idols, which if you abbreviate that IOI, it actually looks like LOL in Google Docs. Just
I wanted to talk about Nora and her. It's like, is that normal to do 50 of those things? And this,
well, when you do it, I don't know about yoga, but having done Pilates before, I know the hundreds are a thing where you pump your arms, you know, to warm your body, well, your core up for 100 times, 10 times in, 10 times out. Like, I won't do
it. Someone made a good point. We haven't been eating, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're wasting energy.
True. Anyway,
and
we go.
That's why they lost.
We go
and
over
that's
why
to. You can't hold a ladder up.
Oh God, that ladder thing was looked
right, but I think it directly
time
correlates.
She fell looked like painful, but anyway, we go over to Island of the Idols. Kelly is all excited. She's like, maybe Cochran's gonna pop out of the bushes, and then she sees Rob and Sandra, and she's super excited. Unlike last week, where swimmer girl, Olympic girl, what was it, Elizabeth, mm-hmm. had no idea who they were, and Sandra was like, you know, this is better than Cochran. I really think that I'm gonna love every single scene on Island of the Idols this season, and I hope that it lasts until the end. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I do as well. It's been a fun gimmick.
We forgot to mention Chelsea found an idol.
Oh my God, that's right. That was Chelsea found an idol at night.
Yeah, just gathering some wood. Hey, I found an idol.
Yeah.
So right away, they just destroyed the season for me. I was really hoping it would just limit it to I on the. But anyway,
that's all right. Maybe there will be a limited amount of idols.
Yeah.
fair enough. Fair enough. That's true. There could potentially be 14 idols, right? Well, no, it's only good for three episodes, three tribals.
Well,
but
Rob has the power to make it. You can use this all the way to the end.
It's true. Rob does have a lot of power. All right, so they're chit chatting. We have this awesome sequence where she's talking to Rob and Sandra, and they're going on and on. They're talking about Harvard and parties and her boyfriend Brock and pets and family and where she is on the tribe. And she looks incredibly overwhelmed that Sandra is being so nice to her. And, you know, then it comes out that is her test was about forming relationships to build bonds and trust. And you can tell she kind of did take it to heart, because a lot of what she was talking about at Tribal at the end was about tribe dynamics and whatnot. So I kind of thought that was a cool little, like, you know, payoff in a way. She had to answer three questions correct about what Sandra had said. She would get five questions. She answered the first three correctly.
Well, did you already talk about how originally it was four, and then she kind of...
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't talk about... Okay. Are you not listening?
I am. I just want to make sure.
It was originally four.
On a show where it was about listening, Jay is not listening the whole show.
But in fairness...
You never listen when
I
talk.
Crying, yeah.
But the first question was actually really funny to us at home, probably to you guys too. She's like, "What branch of service is Sandra's husband in?" And we're like, "She's wearing a hat, like she's wearing the army hat, right?"
It kind of looked like it.
Yeah.
And that has her husband's arm patch or his rank.
Yeah. And I even paid attention. He'd been in the army for 27 years. He has two daughters and then
four dogs.
Four
dogs. I knew the count of dogs. I couldn't remember the names. So good for her.
Here's my question. Is Sandra not sharing the money with her husband?
Well, she has said before. Doesn't she said this? I don't know if it was in an exit interview or if this was in a tribal council. Where didn't she say at one point, like, that's what I do. My husband, you know, works. He's in the army, but my job is to go on Survivor and to win and bring home money, like bring home $1 million every couple of years.
Yeah, I get it. But I just like I'm not.
Well, I think
not,
after taxes, it's only what, like 1.4 million.
Yeah.
Well, it's a million.
1.2.
Well, it's a million
it's
to start.
It's 600,000.
Yeah, don't you remember Jeff Kent?
Huh?
Remember Jeff Kent's exit interview or he gave the confessional and he was like, "I'd love to win the $1 million. Oh, but after Obama takes the taxes out, it's really only 600,000." Uh-huh. Does nobody remember that?
Yeah, but
I remember.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
You said $1.2 million.
Because she's won it twice.
Oh, you meant twice. I thought you meant like at a time how much you would win.
No.
Oh. Well,
who wasn't listening to?
I was listening. You weren't being very clear.
Well, it was pretty clear.
And she's probably getting paid for this season. So.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah. They're both getting paid.
Well, he'll have a good pension though. He makes it to 30 years. That's a pretty good pension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Anyway, she gets the idols good for through tribals. She cries a lot. I probably would have cried too, let's be honest. That's very overwhelming, right? To think you're going someplace where you're going to be like punished and you not only get to hang out with Rob,
yes, but can we say,
and a very nice Sandra for an afternoon, you also come back with an idol.
But can we just talk about, one, it was cool she put in her hair. That was neat. But
yeah.
Which
the
Sandra
lie was
tweeted.
So stupid.
The you lie was so
just
stupid.
Just say you didn't win there was like a with Sandra and there was a challenge, but I wasn't paying attention and I couldn't even do it or something or whatever. I think that's better once people find out, right?
But again, it's going to come out.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone eventually is going to say, yeah, you know, Sandra and Rob are over there. And they're going to look at you and go, you didn't say anything? You must have an eye. I mean, putting her
right?
was genius. Putting in her hair was genius. You can tell she must have went to Harvard.
Wait,
Sandra tweeted that
Kelly went to Harvard?
I think Kelly went. Oh, I think wow. She did. She went someplace in Boston. She also went to Wharton. But Sandra tweeted tonight that she actually put the idol in her hair. Like, she made it. She did that. But anyway.
Well, of course she did. Where would I hide it? There you go.
Oh, I bet you that Sandra could come up with something. Between Boston Rob and Sandra, I'm sure we could come up with something TV worthy.
But I just don't get the lie.
I don't get the lie either.
Didn't get it last week and I don't get it this week.
Right. Like, I don't know. It is silly because at some point people are going to catch on. It's not like they're going to send the same two people there each week. Like, is Kelly like, oh, let me send Elizabeth back?
No, I'm sure that once their names are drawn, they don't get back in until there's probably some kind of.
I bet you they can get back in because that, you know.
But right away, would you want the same person going back? Because then you're getting to the thing. Are the producers just, is there just one name in that? Because we don't see him read the name.
So I would wager that they would probably have repeat people in the beginning, then the same person go at the end. Because then it becomes more of a, oh, why is Rick Devins going to Island of the Idols to get this secret, experience every single week?
I guess, but to me it just sets up like that one season where he, you know, we didn't see him get the idol. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Ben, where he like reached under the bed and maybe got it.
Yeah.
They didn't even show it.
It's just like, why put yourself in that position where people are going to start thinking, okay, they want this person to win. It's almost like when people go around to find an idol. It's just, why do that? So I would hope that once you're there, it's a while before someone else can go. I hear what you're saying, that you didn't want someone towards the end, but. We'll see.
We'll see how it plays out. Maybe that is one of the good parts about having the person that leaves pick the next person, because then there's less of a chance that you'll get a repeat person.
Maybe when it gets to an individual game.
Yeah.
If the person who wins individual immunity has a chance to say, okay, I don't want this. I want to go to the Island of the Idols.
Mm. Would you pick Island of the Idols over immunity, though? What would you guys do? Would you pick Island of the Idols over Immunity? Because as much as I'd love to hang out with Rob and Sandra, I probably would keep Immunity. Because I already got it.
If there's an idol, there's a chance to win an idol.
But there's a chance you wouldn't.
Yeah, I know. But if I know I'm safe, do you take that chance? Of course, though, you're putting a target on your back if you go over there. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see how it plays out. I have a feeling that it's not going to be as lame as we're thinking, because I can't imagine like Sandra being. Rob is probably down for any gimmick. He's like, give me the paycheck. I've got four daughters. That's a lot of weddings. I can't imagine Sandra.
Sandra has two daughters and four dogs.
And four dogs.
But again, that's at least they have 1.2 million in the Rob and Amber household.
That's true.
Because they both have won $1 million.
I know. So that means there's 2.4 million dollars between the two of them on Island of the Idols. Okay, moving on to the challenge. We got into a lot of math. Lyra wins. Missy ends up winning it for them. Lyra, whatever. But it's close. But still, it was a really good shot. I would love to, like, if there was any kind of hand-eye coordination puzzle for Survivor, I would rather do one that's like that than the, like, throwing things into a basket kind of stuff. I don't know.
Well, I didn't understand why. I said at the time, when Chelsea threw the bag, I go, why would you throw the bag into the water like that? Just whip it. I go, why?
Maybe she thought it had, like, a float
right.
or something.
Well, why did you throw it at all? Just carry it down. Was it weighing, like, 500 pounds? I mean, just carry it back. I don't understand why you didn't carry it back down. And then they couldn't find it. I go, see, I just said that. Why would you throw it in the water like that?
Yeah. I don't know. And the ladder thing, like we talked about, just looked painful.
Because I don't know.
I know. So we go over, you know, the during the ladder thing, I kept thinking of, remember in Second Chances when Spencer kept, they had the blindfold challenge and Spencer kept like walking into things and it was like very obviously like painful. Yeah. You could hear a thud at one point. Yeah.
Well, who was at the top of the ladder? Because that second time, she could have gotten hurt.
The second time is the one that I'm talking about. It looked really not great.
Yeah, that because no, it fell on them.
Looked like she hit the ladder coming down. I'm like,
Anyway, so we go back to the Vokai camp. Nora is willing to vote for Jason to stay in the game herself, but she apologizes to Molly and asks for another chance. Molly wants Nora out because she's erratic and an easy vote. Molly and Jamal are like, go us. Let's take a midday nap. So they take a nap.
Yeah.
The women discuss getting rid of Molly. Lauren says that I'm not going to let her game play me. I'm going to let mine play her or whatever. I'm not going to let her. Whatever. I'm going to let mine play her. So
she was smart.
She was. Well, they could reference
they
her.
They took the nap. There's only three of them. You're an alliance of three. I didn't get why they we're so powerful. We're running the show. There's three of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was some hubris right there.
It sounded like they stripped their gears. That's all.
Or slipped their gears.
But I'm cha.
Need more transmission fluid.
Anyway, so then we've got all of Nora's Revenge of the Nerds take over. You can tell that
and the stupid dancing thing, like, oh my god, like Jason's there like, what are you doing?
You can tell he was like,
most of us had a terrible time in high school. All right,
I had a great time in high school. I was not popular by any means, but I had friends, so I don't know. Sound like a jerk, but I had a good time in high school.
But I think, the people that were like the jocks or the popular people, you look at them now. Rarely are they like, you know, having the best life. So, the nerds went out in the end.
The nerds or the geeks, the geek dads went out in the end.
The geek dads have a great life.
But Nora needs. I mean, it's just it's time to move on, Nora.
Oh, I know. So here's the. It was really funny when Jason. My favorite part of that whole sequence when he was like, "She's like Revenge of the Nerds takeover," and he was like, "Freaks and geeks, baby." She's like, "Stop," you know, trying to make that happen.
Then he said, "Stop dancing. This is like Footloose."
Yeah, there's no dancing.
But don't at the end, don't they dance in Footloose?
Yes, but I think
he meant before that.
First, like if you say the town of Footloose, it's like, oh yeah, no dancing.
No dancing. I
think Kevin Bacon dancing.
So. Yeah.
Well, we know what you enjoyed out of that movie, and that's okay.
And that's cool. That's cool.
Sure.
Anyway, they were fighting that they wouldn't cut Nora Footloose. Ha ha ha. And then is it Elaine? Is Elaine the one that's on that tribe, or is Elaine the old lady from the other tribe?
Old lady from the other tribe.
Okay, so then which one was this?
What do you mean?
Which older woman?
Elaine.
No, Elaine is the one from the other tribe.
Elaine's not the Boston one.
No, Elaine's on this tribe.
She's on this tribe? So then who's the woman? Oh,
no,
Janet.
No, Elaine's on the other tribe.
Yeah, this is Janet, right?
Janet, yes.
Thank you. Okay, so Janet goes up to Teacher Tommy and, you know, they want to, he's like, yo, they want to, she's like, yo, they want to get Molly out. And he doesn't know what to do because it's too early. They refer to Molly as Parvati 2.0, which in that moment, I could actually see how she could be a Parvati 2.0. But Kelly and Teacher Tommy are unsure what to do. There's more references to the cool kids table. Again, it was very like, is this the theme of the season? I'm very confused because you're kind of doing like a Gen X millennials thing.
And the guy that said cool kids was the teacher.
Right. Yeah. So next.
Should the teacher be saying, oh, the cool kids table.
So, yeah, apparently season 41 of Survivor is going to be like Survivor Nerds versus Cool Kids. Which, wasn't that also the pre-merge for Karamoan? Remember, like, Julia and all of them that ended up getting, like, voted out? That was, you know, the fans versus favorites, too? And they had the cool kids table? No? Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember either.
Well, somebody out there does. Anyway, we go to Tribal Council. Jason makes a statement about the Island of the Idols making people paranoid, and Rob and Sandra are laughing about that. Kelly talks about group culture. Jason trying really hard. He dumps out his, to convince them he doesn't have an idol, he dumps out his bag. There's violin music playing, which I thought was genius.
And then Kelly said, let's see your hair.
Yeah, right.
Oops.
Rob is like, you know, he's playing really hard. Then Nora has like a bunch of, and maybe I feel bad if I sound like I'm coming off too hard on Nora, but like that, what she was saying was like rambly and I just couldn't follow, like I couldn't understand like the point she was making. It wasn't really helping her case. She's like, I always stick out because I don't stick in or whatever she says.
I don't have a family. I'm not married.
I'm single.
I can't figure out why.
Yeah, I'm always treading water. I'm going to tread water until I drown. Like, that's kind of dark, actually.
All she should have said was, yeah, I came off across as I was tired. She just had to make some excuse, but she just kept saying how difficult she's going to be.
Right. She's like, yeah, nobody likes me, but that's okay. That's how I like get my power. I'm like, oh my goodness.
You know, I'm successful.
Well, I thought and I said to Jay, I was like, I think Nora's going home because she is talking so much about how she finds herself unlikable that I don't know, like she's not helping herself here.
She almost wanted to vote herself out.
And then Jamal points out, Jason's talking about playing from the bottom. And he's like, look, you are playing from the bottom and I'm going to be at the bottom at some point, but I'm not there now. Little did he know 5 minutes later, he was going. I actually was waiting for after Jeff snuffed Molly's torch. I was waiting for Jamal to turn to Jason and be like, and now I'm playing from the bottom.
Well, I like the fact that Jason said, you didn't bring your bag.
He called it. It was a good play.
Yeah.
But I mean, he wasn't in the hot seat because it was Molly. But to him, to Jamal, because he even said, you know, while they're trying to settle out the vote, it's like, we're just kind of influencing the vote across the board. But they clearly didn't, because what you want to do is you want to make it a consensus. You don't want to make it like you're singling yourself out as a group of three or whatever, because then people are going to quickly turn on it. I mean,
and that's what they were they were saying that I don't want to be told who to vote for. It's right. That same problem people always have where they tell, this is who we need to vote for. This is who, you know, instead of including people and say, hey, this is who.
Yeah, like what said, do you guys think?
They're taking a break because they're a massive alliance of three. I mean, this is only three people. I don't get why you're so secure. Have you not watched the game?
Right. Right. In the end, and all the gears. But in the end, the tribe is definitely not in first gear because Molly goes home. And I believe I counted at the end. I think she had 7 votes.
It was everybody but the three.
There were 3 votes for Jason, I think.
No, 2 votes for Jason, 1 vote for Nora.
2 votes for Jason and 1 vote for Nora. Okay, cool.
Pretty sure.
She was clearly blindsided.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Big time.
Yes.
Huge.
Huge.
I'm not doing the Pretty Woman thing, but go ahead.
No, that's all. That's all I got. I thought it was a good episode overall.
Yeah,
Yeah, not in first gear. YOLO. Well, let's play.
I didn't see Molly going home until they started talking about it. I go, oh, that would be the smart move.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't know if they were just doing that to kind of throw off the scent or whatever, but no, that's actually what happened, so that was cool.
Because I was ready to vote Nora out like 2 minutes into the episode. I said, God, you can't act that way.
Oh, yeah, I know. And I feel bad.
But kudos to my winner's pick, Lauren, for seeing it and making the move now and not waiting and making the smart move.
Isn't that my winner's pick?
Oh, crap, it is your winner pick. I thought it was mine.
Wait, who's your winner pick, Jay?
Karishma.
Oh, I have to say, like, speaking of that, Kelly comes off completely different than she did in her little 60-second clips.
Well, because she went to Harvard.
Yeah.
But anyway, before we get into listener feedback, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Here we go. All right, it's listener feedback time. Colleen, what do we got?
We have an email from Mandy to start.
Mandy.
Also, I forgot to mention this earlier before the commercial break, but I think that YOLO Let's Play is awesome, and Survivor should 100% pick up on that and like make that on t-shirts or something, because I think that's so fun.
No, next season's going to be YOLO.
Survivor YOLO, and Edge of Extinction actually becomes Island of Extinction, and that's it.
The whole angle is they bring back returning players for the first time, but whoever like gets voted out before the merge is never invited to play again. You only play once.
Wouldn't that be all new players then?
That's true. Yeah. But it should be something where, like, people are coming back for the, I don't know. Jeff Probst and your team, work it out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, do it. All
Survivor
right.
YOLO.
Survivor YOLO. Maybe that could be the first person voted out season. Fans have been clamoring
for the loser season
has all first people voted out.
You just want Reem back.
I want Reem back so badly.
I was going to say, who's clamoring for that?
I have seen that on the internets over the last, seven or eight years I've been watching.
Voted out first twice.
If Francesca does not win a first person voted out season, there is no God.
I hate to break it to you.
Just kidding.
Voted out twice, yes, there is. First, twice.
What?
I think that's more of that's more of an amazing statistic than Sander winning twice, being voted out first twice.
That's true, but I like Francesca. So
I mean, from what we've seen, but I go, who gets voted out twice? First?
That's what I'm saying. They need to bring it back, and she needs to win that season for like the ultimate redemption. Voted out twice first.
Voted out first twice,
and then won the third time.
Bring her back. She'd be my first vote to vote out first.
No. Oh yep. My God, I would be rooting for her team to win immunity first. Just to break the curse. Oh, speaking of breaking the curse, Ghost Island, what a terrible premise. Remember when that fun cast, terrible gimmick.
If they bring back people that are voted out first, it should be individual from the start, no teams.
I don't know. I like the team aspect.
Yeah, team's fun.
No, because they were never part of a team, so.
But now they get to be a part of a team. Wow.
There's
a reason that you never made it as a Hollywood casting director. Okay.
I want Francesca voted out three times.
No. I don't know. I think Survivor YOLO has to be.
That's what they did when they're watching your audition tapes. Like, there's just an anger there that I don't think's going to translate well to TV.
Come on, you got to have angry people on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would not be Purple Jack, that's for sure.
We got Sandra and they're not fun.
Sandra and Boston.
They're hugely fun.
What are you talking about? They're super fun. All right. Mandy sent an email.
You didn't read it already?
No, it does feel like
I thought we were already done recording. We were just talking afterwards.
Mandy's email should be voted out first.
YOLO. Anyway, she says, queens all around. Both idols are with women, and the women are shown as the fire makers. I am here for this. Hair idol is better than a crotch idol for sure.
Amen.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, you
but
do,
I'm saying hair put
the
gonna...
idol where you got to put the idol.
Yes, but hair idol, I would think, is more comfortable.
That is true. That is true.
Moving on.
Yeah. I have the idol in my crotch. If all I'm saying is if season 40, we don't get a crotch idol from Kim, I'm going to be really disappointed. Boston Rob and Sandra commentary at Tribal, so great. Now, if they only stopped reading The Oath, I'd love them being there. So I saw that Survivor Twitter was a bit annoyed that they read the disclaimer a second week in a row, to which I tell Mandy and Survivor Twitter to, like, calm the F down, you guys, okay? You guys kind of sound like Nora right now. It's not a big deal. It's the second episode.
Dang,
like,
Colleen.
Calm down, guys. It
took
up
real jack right
5 seconds of your life, okay?
They say I'm angry.
Like, calm down, Survivor Twitter, everybody. It's not a big deal. If we're still reading The Oath after, like, episode 8, then we can all be up in arms and storm the town and have a dance-off or something, whatever. I've never seen Footloose, actually. Whatever they do in there, then you can do that. Moving on.
I think he kills John Lithgow or something.
Does he really?
Yeah, that's when they get to dance after that.
Seriously?
I don't know.
John Lithgow is in that movie?
Yeah, he's like the mayor or the preacher?
He's a preacher.
That, so like, his, basically
Laura Singer. Is it Laurie Singer? The actress was her that's her dad.
And he's like banned dancing.
Because someone died from a dancing something, right? Someone dies.
Yeah, he was dancing and tripped over a...
No, someone drove home from a dance or something like that. Something happened where I think his wife died dancing or something like that. And Sean Penn's brother's in it, so.
Colleen's dying.
It's something like that, and Kevin Bacon's got to get loose.
Just turn off your mic.
I just joked on taking a sip of something because I never knew that somebody died from dancing in that movie.
It was the 80s, okay? And no plot point was too ridiculous.
Oh my god, I'm crying now.
You had to kick off your Sunday shoes. Footloose.
Oh my god, is that really the plot of Footloose? I had no idea.
It's in the song. Footloose.
And then the sequel to Footloose.
Is that really the plot of Footloose, or somebody died and that's why they can't dance?
I think it's something that, or it's the devil's.
No, and the sequel to Footloose is season 4 of Dexter.
Oh god, Jay, that was really funny. Oh god. Okay.
And then Dexter dances during season 5.
I have water in my nose. Oh my god.
Oh, my nose.
Oh, seriously. When you said that, I was taking a drink of water, and I literally, like inhaled, and it came, like, halfway out of my nose, because I was like, I never knew that somebody died in that movie. Okay.
Anyways, moving on.
Well, we don't see him die. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know. It's been, like, 40 years since I've seen the movie. I don't...
Okay. That's so ridiculous. Okay. Boston Robin sounded kind of so great. Okay, blah, blah, blah. I know Jack watched Big Brother this season. Did the cheese, not checkers line trigger you as much as it did me?
No.
I can't wait to hear from Mr. Zero his thoughts on the challenge this week. Please ask him who from the family would climb the ladder the best.
I still think Mr. Zero would like Big Brother because they have a lot of challenges in it.
He would, but I think that would be, like, way over his head. Right?
No, they're pretty simple challenges.
But isn't Big Brother fairly TV MA? I've never seen Big Brother.
It's the after dark part that you don't, I mean, they don't really show.
Gotcha.
I mean, you can watch the live feeds if you're into that, I guess, but. This is the first season I ever watched it, so.
Did you enjoy it?
It wasn't bad. I didn't, like I said, the it's almost like watching Survivor when you know that the person's going to win and they don't vote him out. You're like going, what are you doing? But anyway.
Big Brother Twitter was very happy with the winner from what I saw.
Really?
Yeah. I saw...
Most people that I saw were against, they didn't want him to win.
Oh, it was a him? I thought it was a girl that won. It wasn't a woman that won?
Well, no, she won most popular. She got $25,000.
Okay. Well, it's then like, I'm just like, kidding.
She was the Rudy of
because she was
popular.
Okay, she was like the Rupert season, the Rupert, but like season.
Say Rudy, yeah, it's Rupert, not Rudy.
Okay, yeah, Pearl Island's Rudy, not Pearl Island's Rupert, not like.
Yeah.
Whatever Rupert, I don't even know the last time Rupert played. Was it?
It was only a couple.
Blood versus Water.
Blood versus Water, yeah.
He hasn't played since then, correct? No, because we watched him on Amazing Race.
Yes.
Which was also really ridiculous.
So I'm so lost.
It's literally right next to him.
So ridiculous.
2 hours later, what was I thinking?
But they still actually didn't lose that one because that old guy had to take he sprained his hip or something.
That's right.
He just couldn't get up there, so he had to take a 4-hour. Who takes a 4-hour penalty?
Yeah.
4 hours.
That guy takes a 4-hour penalty.
I'm in the best shape of my life. No, you're not.
Hey, injuries can happen to anyone.
He didn't get hurt. He just couldn't climb up the damn thing.
Ice is hard. Anyway, our next email and final email is from Victoria.
Victoria.
She starts it, YOLO. I was happy with this episode. I'm okay with them taking Molly out first. Nora will be an easy vote later because she's just annoying. My only question is this. Does everyone just wear their undies and panties now? I noticed that too. There was a lot of like matching lingerie sets and I was confused, but.
Well, like those MeUndies, they're probably really comfortable. I mean, that's all you need to wear. It's hot.
Well, it's hot and humid. What are you gonna do?
A bathing suit?
What's the difference from a bathing suit and like sport? Because
a bathing suit.
Sport bra and stuff.
Well, a sports bra is fine, but they were an actual like bras. You would think that like something like a bathing suit could, like the material could absorb things like sweat and water better.
But it would last longer too.
But those MeUndies are, isn't that same like kind of sport material that yoga pants and all that crap are made out of?
I don't know what a MeUndie is. So you clearly are on websites that I'm not, but.
I just get ads for them all the time.
I've never heard of
MeUndies. I get ads for them on my Facebook all the time.
Okay, I don't know who you were shopping for those for, but are now there.
But the MeUndies are like where you can get matching patterns, so like my boxer patterns could match your bra and underwear patterns.
Oh my goodness! And
you'd be a cute couple. Yeah,
so that's super adorable.
But it's really expensive.
But it's really stupid because why? Like why?
I think because they're expensive. I always looked at them, but they're expensive.
I always look at them.
They show up as an ad, and that's why they keep showing up. I was like, oh,
that's
cool.
Why you're paying. Oh, I see now. I don't think that's what they're wearing though. I think she's literally like in her Target bra. All right. I don't know. Who are you talking about? I think we're talking about two different people. I'm talking about Nora.
I don't know. It doesn't look like normal bra. It looks like a, I don't know. Why are we, this doesn't matter.
Somebody wrote in. You just got outed for being a MeUndies fan.
I think it's cool. But yeah. I think it is, it's expensive. Let me look it up.
Okay.
Because every time I look.
You need to hang out with Chris in Boston because he has a product that he promoted this week.
Oh, yeah. I saw it too.
Anyways, Nora makes me mad as a feral that works too. A fellow Marylander. It must be a London thing, yes? Because yes, we are very fun, forward, and blunt, but geez, we try to keep our a-hole traits silent until useful. I was also confused because the cool kids versus nerd analogies. I was also confused about the cool kid versus nerd analogies because the teachers were in the cool kids bunch, which is exactly what you said, Jay. Are you Victoria secretly?
Yes.
Kelly really impressed me, and I was happy to see everyone playing so early. I was upset that Chelsea just so happened to walk by the idol tree. I'm also in conspiracy theory mode, mood. Again, I like the interaction with Rob and Sandra at Tribal, but really could have skipped the whole test part. My son said, watch, she will have to repeat what they said. And while he was right, the question seemed extra easy. Can someone please, can someone tell Aaron that you can't play Survivor by yourself and need other people in order to win the game? I laughed so hard when Vince said, nope, I want to know how my name came up. LOL. I don't know why I started from the end of the episode and went to the beginning of the episode during this email, but anyway, can't wait to hear your thoughts. Hear what your thoughts are, Victoria.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be some kind of question thing because of the way they were talking.
Yes.
Yep.
But I liked it. I didn't mind it.
Yeah, I thought it was fun. And again, yeah. She went to Harvard, so.
Yeah.
And she talked about how she was really good at taking tests. So when she said I have a horrible memory, I was like, well, how are you really good at taking tests?
Well, no, she said she's good at taking tests because she studies for them.
Mm, yes.
I wonder.
Again, Jay, you didn't listen.
I guess not.
Remember in Second Chances, that maze thing that they did at night where they had to answer questions, right? And it was when Fishback left the wrong thing for Abby Maria.
I thought there was one Rudy said, I don't know.
I wonder if at some point, I don't know, that would really escalate it, like a Rob and Sandra, like, maze or something. I don't know where I was going at that. You guys are terrible. Okay. That's all I've got.
We're terrible. We didn't bring it up.
I know.
Do you remember back? No. Nope.
Anyway, that's all I have. That's what the listeners have. You guys have anything?
I did have a spoiler.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if it's true or not.
Whoa.
So I don't know if I should. I just saw something on.
Wait. Let's preface it then by saying.
Is this for the next week on?
No. This is something that someone thinks is going to happen, but I hope it doesn't.
Well.
It's on one of the Survivor pages I'm on.
Let's not. Let's just not. I'd rather not.
All right. Okay.
Just in case.
But I want to know later.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. You guys ready to tally these votes?
We are.
All right.
So all three of us had, you guys had Molly in your final three, and I had her making the merge.
Yeah. Did you write these down as well?
I wrote down all but the first few.
I thought I had Molly in it. It's like, well, yeah, I don't know both. If I want this, her voted out, because I can't remember.
Yeah, so this was one
by
where
Molly is a beautiful
and even
woman.
Colleen wanted to go final three, but since Jack and I both went final three, she wanted to be a little bit different.
Yep.
She went merge. So yeah, they. I guess she just came across as too good right off the bat for everyone, us and the people on playing the game. So nobody got any points, and both Jack and I lost a final three pick.
Crazy.
That hurts.
Jack, you still have Lauren, who played a good game today. Colleen, you have Elaine. Cool. And I have Karishma still, who was non-existent in today's episode, but her tribe didn't go. Now let's go to what we picked. Colleen, you picked Dean to go home. Again, not even really shown. And both Jack and I picked Dan, who was still a little touchy-feely, but...
not on the team that what? Went.
Not on the team that...
Why would Kelly, who's...
Oh, no, he went. His...
No,
yeah.
His team did.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Why would you
no,
that?
His
why
team
would...
did.
His team did. Yeah.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I don't know why Kelly was... Why she went to him first when she got back.
She probably wasn't thinking. She was probably thinking of whatever act she had to put on.
Okay.
All right. I have to pick first here. I'm going to go... God, yeah, because Dan was... His tribe was voting. I'm gonna say Jamal.
Really?
Yeah.
I think.
Jack, you're up.
I'm gonna go Aaron.
All right, and Colleen.
I'm looking at my previous guesses, and I am going to go with, I don't know. Oh, Tom. Tom is the teacher. No, it's not going to be Tom.
Tom's looking to play like this middle of the road game where he'll make it. Like, he was fine being in the final four or whatever. I think he's going to be final four, but booted before he can actually get close to winning.
Interesting. Good theory. Good theory right there. Oh, gosh, this is so
Please
tough.
Please take your time, Colleen.
I will
this
take my
This works really
time.
Good on radio.
Who is Vince?
You know, on season six, Survivor, Scooby-Doo.
Wasn't season six...
I don't know.
Was that the Amazon season six?
I love how Colleen just does a podcast by herself and Jack and I are over here like, sure.
The Amazon. That's the one where Danny Boyright won or...
No, the Amazon, that's the one that was Rob's first season. Okay. Anyway, that Jen, right?
Oh,
Jen,
Colleen, remember in season 7 of Survivor?
Right, was that when, season 6?
Oh my God, it doesn't matter. This is boring. Move on. Pick your damn person.
In season 8 where that guy picked his nose and ate it?
Oh, wait, Colleen.
It was the Amazon. Ha ha!
It was Caddyshack. I'm sure.
I think it's going to be Nora, and I'm picking Nora because it's in she is annoying, and she was in Jack's final three. So boom.
Okay. Wait, Nora's in my final three.
Nora's in your final three.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
Jeez. You know what? She gets taken as a goat.
Could be.
That's not a bad theory.
Not a Tom Brady goat.
Well, you know, it just Jack is he going to suffer from a championship hangover?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who's my other final three?
Lauren and she's Molly.
Yeah.
Well, I remember Molly. I mean,
we just talked about that 3 minutes ago.
I can't tell you what happened on last year's Survivor, but
hey, Colleen, remember on this season of the Survivor podcast where Jack, he picked Molly.
Yeah. And then she got voted out.
Anyway.
But he only needs one of those three for the points.
That's true. All right. That is it for this week's show. Give us a call at 385-309-0311.
Did anyone call?
And give us an email to survivorjjc@gmail.com. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup. I want to thank people that make this show possible, our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Ed the Creepy Mailman, and Drake the Destroyer. Thank you to all of our patrons. We would not be able to do these podcasts without your support. You want to become a patron, go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link today. Whether it's a dollar or more, we thank every single person on our website. You can check that list on there as well. And if you aren't able to do the Patreon, you can also support us if you shop on Amazon by using our link, jayandjack.com/Amazon. It'll still be the same normal Amazon you know and love, but anything you purchase, a small percentage of that will go to the Jay and Jack production fold.
Woo-hoo.
All right. Other podcasts on the network right now. Ramblecast.
After
Dancing
Dark.
With the Stars.
Ramblecast After Dark.
Ramblecast After Dark. Dancing with the Stars. And Broadcast. Any other ones right now?
Watchmen's coming. You guys are doing
a Watchmen show.
Your first one is dropping the day after the premieres. But aren't you doing
one before Jack's going to watch the movie at some point?
The movie, yes. I've got it lined up to watch.
Fantastic.
Oh, you do?
No, I'm just making that up.
Okay. I have it on Blu-ray. Do you have a Blu-ray player?
I'm going to rewatch all 38 seasons of Survivor before next week, so I know.
That's true.
Well, whenever you finish...
You really got to figure out what season six is.
No, whenever you finish the Lost rewatch, that's when you start your Survivor rewatch. No?
I don't think
that's a bad idea.
I don't know.
All right.
It's too many seasons, too many episodes.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it from content, I mean, that'll set you up for another 38 years.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, do I have 38 years?
Probably not.
I'm 57, so that would make me 95, right?
Probably not. My dad got real dark this past weekend. My mom was saying something, how they were going to fix something up in the house. And she was like, But I'm sure 30 years from now, you know, somebody's going to see it and be like, what were they thinking when they redid this? And my dad was like, oh, we're not going to be here 30 years. And I was like, oh, my God, Dad, that's dark. Anyway.
Well, maybe he's thinking he won't be at the house 30 years.
Well, I hope so. That was just real dark.
Cindy says she's at her midlife because she's going to be 60 next year, but she's going to live to be 120.
Not in today's, where the average life expectancy is declining in the United States. So,
well,
unlikely.
Wow, that was also kind of dark. That's your mom you're talking about.
I'm just being realistic.
Wow, Mr. Fun over there.
We're all going to die.
All right. This is like a party with Nora, guys. We just need her dancing in the corner.
Oh, my God. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Thanks for listening. Bye. Peace out.
Did I die already? I don't know. I don't know.
You know, it did die this conversation, so we should cut it off.
Bye.